Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning the 15th of October. York's 2012 season came to a dramatic conclusion last Saturday when Moulton trainer Richard Fahey and jockey Paul Hannigan both recorded three winners, which enabled them to retain their respective titles on the Naismire regarding the top trainer and jockey of the season awards. When Bridal Bell, given a superb ride by Hannigan, won the 115th and final race of the season at York late on Saturday afternoon, it meant that Fahey had dramatically snatched the title away from fellow Moulton-based trainer Tim Easterby to secure his seventh consecutive trainer's championship at York, a competition supported by H.A. Fox Jaguar. He finished level on nine winners with Easterby, but won the award by virtue of having more second places. Ironically, Easterby looked to have sealed the title when Royal Rascal had won the Coral Rockingham Stakes, the listed race for two-year-olds. As for Hannigan, he rode the last three winners of the day to finish on 10 winners for the season at York and claim his fourth consecutive rider's prize on the Naismire, supported by Living North magazine. Over 20,000 racegoers at York last Saturday saw Regal Parade win the feature race, the Coral Sprint Trophy, for veteran trainer Milton Bradley in the hands of Matthew Lawson. Well, going back to the powerful Fahey-Hannigan partnership, one of their winners was the filly Mystery Bet in the race for maiden two-year-olds over seven furlongs. She looks a good prospect for next season and is definitely one to follow. Another juvenile to excel on Saturday at Newmarket was the Irish-trained Dawn Approach, the odds-on winner of the Dewhurst Stakes. The colt is now the clear antipost favourite for next May's 2,000 guineas. Also at Newmarket on Saturday, Countrywide Flame, trained at Moulton by John Quinn, had to settle for second place in the Cesarewitch Heritage Handicap. Last season's JCB Triumph Hurdle winner at the Cheltenham Festival may now go for the Fighting Fifth Hurdle at Newcastle on Saturday, the 1st of December, and could be aimed at the Champion Hurdle in March. A new season over jumps begins at Wetherby. On Wednesday is the annual charity meeting in aid of spinal research, with racing set to begin at 2:20. One of the feature races is the Bobby Renton Handicap Chase over the extended 2.5 miles. A possible contender could be Pigeon Island, an easy winner last month at Uttoxeter for trainer Nigel Twiston-Davis. Great Britain Olympic team eventing silver medalist from the Olympic Games, Northallerton-based Nicola Wilson, will be at Wetherby on Wednesday, riding Opposition Buzz in the parade ring, the horse on which she won the silver medal. Well, it's back to racing on the flat at Redcar on Friday, set to begin at 2 o'clock, while the £20,000 Topwell Catterick Dash heads the Saturday programme at Catterick, due to start at 1:40. It's the richest race day of the year at Catterick, and racegoers will be able to see all of the action from Kipco British Champions Day at Ascot on the giant screen and closed-circuit television system. All eyes will be on the great Frankel as he attempts to win his 14th consecutive race and retire unbeaten. He goes for the Group 1 Champion Stakes at 4:10. He faces two top-class opponents in Nathaniel and the French-trained Cyrus de Aigle, but I expect the colt to once again put the sport of racing firmly in the national spotlight. I must mention that Pontefract season concludes next Monday, the 22nd of October, a meeting which begins at 2:10 and features the Topwell Silver Tankard Stakes, a listed race for two-year-olds. More about that next week. Enjoy your racing.